This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We are both betting people. What is the over-under on Warren Zeiders taking the Stagecoach stage shirtless?
He's playing late afternoon, right?
It looks like it according to the Stagecoach poster.
I'll tell you this. I think he starts with a shirt.
Doesn't end with it, though.
And then he don't end with it.
Well, Warren is holding right now. Good morning, Warren. We are so excited to see you out at Stagecoach.
Which is super, super exciting. I cannot wait for that.
Warren, you have the luscious locks, beautiful head of hair. I got to know, what is, yeah. If someone offered you a certain amount of money, would you chop it?
I feel like if I was to ever do anything, I would let it grow to a certain extent and I would do something for charity.
Oh,
boy, nice.
Hey, Warren, what does a cheat day look like for you?
I'm a big pizza person, and over like the last 6-7 months I've been hardcore dieting, and over the last like month I've added a cheat meal back into my diet. So the last 2 weeks on Sunday I've ordered a pizza, and then I've ordered Five Guys and have gotten like 3 burger patties and then a medium sized pizza and eat that all myself for dinner.
Dang, you're hard.
Oh, and then I drink a protein shake before bed.
Of course, you can't leave that out.
Yeah, gotta get your protein in. Hey, Warren, we're going to play a round of Stagecoach This or That. So you just tell us, which would you rather do, okay?
Let's try it out.
Early morning workout or an early morning golf tee time?
I'm going to go early morning golf tee time.
How about kombucha or beer?
Kombucha.
If you had to do a set, would you rather go shirtless or hatless?
Oh, shirtless all day long.
I feel like I knew that one.
All right, you're walking the grounds. There's only a select food that you can choose from. Would you rather buy a corn dog or a slice of pizza?
I'm going to take the pizza.
All right, Coachella's lineup was just announced, and sometimes the Coachella lineup will show up at Stagecoach. If you had to pick a surprise guest from the headliners, would you rather have Sabrina Carpenter or Carol G?
Oh, man, you left out Bieber. That's my boy. That's like one of my dream collabs, but I'll take Sabrina.
Sabrina and Bieber. We'll give you both.
Yep.
Well, Warren, we can't wait to see you Stagecoach 2026. We'll see you out there.
I can't wait to see y'all. Thank you guys so much for your time today.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Keith Urban back on the market. Big news yesterday breaking that Keith Urban and his wife of 19 years, Nicole Kidman, are separated.
That was news that when I saw it, I thought it's one of those where like your stomach drops. Mm-hmm. You're like, there's no way.
Yeah. Who's the source on this?
No, right. Is it real? And we had it out and a lot of other outlets did. And I just sat there and just kind of shook my head. I thought there's some couples, you think of like your mom and dad, essentially, like they'll never split. They can't break up. And then you see the news of Keith and Nicole, like you said, 19 years. Once you kind of reach that 20 mark, you'd think you're in the clear.
Right. Like what happened now? that you're like, I just can't do this anymore. And there haven't been a lot of details as to what caused the split. And there's already the stories coming out of, you know, she's leaning on her family. She tried to do all she could to save the marriage, but you never know what's really going on.
You have no clue.
Yeah.
No idea.
I mean, I went to look at his Instagram to see, like, okay, when was the last time he posted about her? And it was back at the ACMs back in May. And they look so happy. He got the triple crown. He thanked her. They, you know, panned to her in the crowd and she's smiling. And, you know, just months later, they're like, we're done.
Yeah, it says they've been spending some time apart, but it looks like it's work related. She was filming Practical Magic 2 in London. Keith is keeping busy on tour. He's got another show coming up on the East Coast, actually in just a couple days. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just the distance gets to you, or I'm sure there's something behind closed doors that, like you said, none of us will really ever know.
Mm-hmm. And then when this kind of stuff happens, everybody starts digging into, like, what kind of paperwork has been filed. Well, Nicole Kidman had filed paperwork to become a resident of Portugal, and they noticed that Keith didn't file that. So maybe that was a red flag. Well, no. His people came out and said, the whole thing there was he had to be present in order to get his visa, and he was on his tour, so that's why he wasn't there. But now I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Was that the case?
What is real?
Or was she like, okay, I don't even want to be in the same country as you.
It's just so sad.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I'm surprised my weekend didn't end up like Keith and Nicole heading to Splitsville after I made a big purchase without my husband knowing.
This blew my mind. Not only, I mean, I see you doing things like this, like making big purchases.
Uh-huh.
You don't ask anybody. You live by your own rules. But to not have your husband involved in this particular thing is insane.
So I have been looking for a new car. And on Sunday, I went out to Mark Christopher Chevrolet. Shout out to them. My guy Bobby over there. And I just was going to look. And my husband was up the street at my father-in-law's. They were watching football. I was like, I'm just going to scoot down there, see what they have on the lot. He was like, okay. I bought a brand new Suburban.
Woo!
So here I am, like, oh my gosh. And he was like, you've been gone a really long time. Are you okay? And I didn't want to tell him in a text message, like, yeah, I'm buying a car. I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm running some errands. He's like, okay. So literally 4 hours later, I show up to my father-in-law's and everybody's outside. They're in the garage watching the game. And he sees me roll up and his mouth drops. So I get out and I was like, babe, I did a thing. He's like, I see. So yeah, I bought a car without telling my husband.
That's great. And how did it go dealership wise? Because generally when I think of going to the dealership to get the car, the man generally does the wheeling and dealing, right?
Oh,
for the most part?
No, that was all me. You call Bobby. You ask Bobby about me. I think I scarred him. But it was funny because when I was signing like the finance paperwork of it all, the guy goes, so, like, where's your husband? And is he really excited to see the car? And I said, he doesn't know. And he went, what? And he goes, do you want to call him before you sign everything? And I was like, no, I'm good. He goes, are you sure? And I said, I'm sure this happens a lot. And he goes, yeah, but 90% of the time it's guys doing this and they're back within a week going, hey, so my wife is not. And I was like, no, he'll be fine. He goes, you sure? I was like, yeah. He's like, sign on this line. I was like, okay.
Bobby was making sure you didn't have to sign anything else like divorce papers.
But when he did see the car and everything, he was really okay with it. And he was like, you know what? You deserve this. I know you've been wanting one. So it wasn't out of the blue. It was just a surprise that it happened that day.
Sure. Yeah, you do deserve it. And you made a really good purchase.
Thank
you. That car is beautiful.
Thank you. I'm really, really excited. But yeah, have you ever done this? Have you ever made a big purchase and not told your significant other? Surprise, honey, I bought a car. I recently told my husband, hey, I'm just going to, you know, pop on down to Mark Christopher Chevrolet and just look around the lot. I'm not going to buy anything. And Art was like, cool, not a problem. He was up the street at my father-in-law's. I showed up a couple hours later with my brand new Suburban.
at the end of the day, this wasn't a purchase just for you. It's not like, oh, I'm going to spoil myself. This is something that the whole family gets to enjoy.
I like the way you're thinking.
I went down to the parking lot and you showed it to me, and I spent probably 20 minutes in the back seat waiting for you to put a movie on for me because you have these screens in the back that are as big as iPads. Like, this is the ultimate family road trip vehicle.
It is, and I drive a lot. I am in my car a lot. And that's why my old Tahoe was so run down. And it got to the point I was like, honey, we have to do something. So he knew I was looking at cars. He just didn't expect me to buy one, which I did. Surprise. Kayla in Eastvale, have you done this? Have you done a big purchase without telling your significant other?
I did. I bought a trailer.
Ooh.
And how did that go over?
Well, I was like, I've grown up with a trailer. I think that would be so much fun. So I just bought it, and I didn't tell my husband. I posted it on Instagram, and he texted me and said, did you just buy a trailer? I said, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'll show you.
I'll show you. Had you guys had conversations about buying a trailer, or was this completely out of the blue?
He said, yeah, no, that's not my thing. And I was like, yeah, but it'll be fun. We got it. It'll be fun.
It's about to be because I just dropped a pretty penny.
Yeah, but it's fun. He likes it out. He enjoys it. So it's fun for the kids.
Look at Kayla's using your logic. It's for the kids, honey.
But I think that needs to be your next purchase.
Okay.
I think you need to get the trailer now.
And I can tow it with my brand new Suburban.
That's where I'm getting at.
So I did a thing over the weekend, and that's pretty much how I presented it to my husband when I rolled up to one of the football parties this weekend in my brand new Suburban.
Good purchase.
Yeah, he had no clue that I was going to go buy a car. I told him I was going to go shop. We were at my father-in-law's to watch football, and Mark Christopher Chevrolet was down the street. So I was like, hey, I'm just going to go down there. I'm just going to walk around and see what they have. A couple hours later, I showed up and I was in a brand new car. And he was like, oh, so you bought something. I was like, I did.
But it had everything that you were looking for, from like color to size, price. It was one of those where you just, it made sense.
It did. And he wasn't mad about it. He was just very surprised. Even when I signed the paperwork, like I'm sitting there with the finance guy, he's like, so did you tell your husband? Is he excited? I was like, he actually doesn't know. He was like, you sure you don't want to call him before you sign this line? And I was like, no, we're good. Mackenzie and Temecula, have you ever done this?
Yes.
What'd you buy?
I bought actually the Country Thunder tickets last year when we weren't supposed to go. But how could you say no to buying tickets?
What was his reaction when you said, hey, honey, guess what I bought?
I think he was sad at first. But how could you be sad forever when you go to Country Thunder and have 3 days of fun? So it worked out.
When you see the dent in the bank account, that's how you're sad.
Maybe, but memories last a lifetime.
Hey, and if you're mad about it, you don't have to go. I'll take someone else.
Right, exactly.
Sean in Riverside, have you ever made a secret purchase that your wife didn't know about?
No, that would not go over too well.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it's the ladies that are making the purchases, but the 951 calls out her husband, said, no, it was my husband. Back in 2024, he went and bought a Ford Bronco sight unseen. On the way there, he informed me that part of the deal was he was going to trade in my car. So needless to say, Mama got a new ride, not him.
Bronco, that's nice.
Could you imagine? Oh, by the way, I got rid of your car in this deal.
Real quick, you don't got a set of wheels.
661 texts and says, my dad went out and bought a brand new trailer after he won Stagecoach tickets from K-Frog.
No way.
We were part of it. He showed up at the house with it. My mom was speechless.
Speechless in a good way, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
At 16, most kids, and yes, I say kids, are getting their driver's license, but not Tyson Fury's daughter. Over the weekend at her 16th birthday party, her boyfriend proposed, and she is now engaged, and the parents are 100% on board with this. In fact, when she posted the picture of the ring, which is beautiful, on Instagram, her mom commented, "We are so proud."
As a parent, I cringe.
Right?
The dude who proposed, he's also 16.
Yeah. These are babies.
No. No. 1,000 times no.
I mean, think about when you were 16. That is nowhere near where I was maturity-wise when I actually got married.
Add that to the list of mistakes I would have made at 16. Because you're still learning. Me personally, I don't think like your brain and mind are fully developed. And you don't hit that peak maturity level until mid, late 20s.
If you are still getting an allowance or mom and dad have to take you to your sophomore year, you probably should not be getting married.
No.
And I hate to be like that because I love love. But, I mean, let's be real. We've both been married for a long time. It's a commitment, and sometimes it's a full-time job.
It can be hard, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you're that young, I don't think you're thinking straight when you have those arguments and those disagreements.
Yeah.
So 16, way too young. But maybe we're wrong. Is there possibly somebody who has found true love at that young of age?
You can find true love, but you don't have to get married. And I don't know when the wedding is. It might be one of those like, oh, we're going to get engaged and we're going to stay engaged for 10 years. Who knows? But even to get engaged, I'm like, that would have me a little worried.
I feel even like long engagements aren't really too much of a thing now, are they? I feel like whenever you propose, like people want to like get married now. You start planning the wedding and they're married within that same year.
Is 16 too young to be engaged? Over the weekend, boxer Tyson Fury's daughter had a sweet 16 party. And one of the presents she bragged about on Instagram was her engagement ring from her boyfriend, who is also 16 years old.
I'm sorry, too young for me. If Reese said, Daddy, I'm engaged. No, you have school tomorrow. Take that ring off.
Yeah.
Not happening.
The only ring you should have is a ring pop right about now.
Good. Good one. Yeah.
Tanya in Riverside, what age did you get engaged at?
I believe I was 29.
Do you think 16 is too young to get engaged?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're still a child at that point.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you're not even legally an adult, and yet you're like, oh, I'll spend the rest of my life with you.
Yeah, they have a whole future ahead of them.
They're going to have to do like a milk toast at their wedding. You can't do champagne.
Martinelli's.
Megan, at what age did you get engaged at?
I got engaged at 21. I had to think about that. I've been married for 17 years.
Oh, okay. That's a little on the younger side. Did you catch a lot of heat for getting engaged that young?
I did, yeah.
But you knew he was the one.
I knew, yep.
How old was he?
20.
Oh, okay. Do you think 16 is too young?
Yes.
What if it's true love, though?
How do you know it's 16?
Yeah. Like, where do you think the cutoff should be then?
I don't know if you can go by age. I think you have to go by life experience. And I don't think at 16 you've really lived to know what's true love and what's not. I think I lucked out. I don't know that I could say the same for everyone.
Yeah. I think that's true. I think 16 is too young. I truly don't feel like you reach like peak maturity until like your mid to late 20s.
I agree. We've had difficult times, but worked through it. So I think you have to also have that willingness and maturity and communication to be able to work through problems. And I think that also doesn't come until later with age.
I love this text that came in from the 909 speaking exactly to that point. Says, I proposed to my now wife when I was 34 years old. Might be a little up there in age, but I don't think I was financially ready or mature enough until that point. And to be honest, I can still be very childish at times.
Love that guy. Love that he had the financial aspect,
yeah,
and the fact that let me mature a little bit more. Love that. The consensus amongst the text messages and Facebook seemed to be kind of that early to mid-20s range when they got engaged. 951 said, I was 23, was engaged for 5 years, been married 31 years now. Another one from the 909, I was 27 when I got engaged. It's been 8 years, and my anniversary is today.
Well, happy anniversary to you. Here is somebody who was in their teens. 909 says, I was a senior in high school. We got engaged. I was probably about 17 years old. We never got married, and now I've been married 3 times.
Okay. I don't keep trying.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Rock.
Is a Stanley manly? That is the debate that's going on in the Donatelli household right now.
My answer is yes. So a little behind the scenes here. We have a little point system within our company.
And it's if like you, for a kindergarten class.
Excuse me, I know. It's the incentives. And if you get enough points given to you by a fellow coworker, you get to go to your little like team store and buy a little goodie. So I had enough points to get myself a Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
And it came in the mail yesterday. Look at how beautiful this thing
is. It is
nice,
really nice.
Nice manly gray color. It's got the Odyssey thing etched engraved behind it. And I open it up and I'm filling it up. And my wife goes, you got a Stanley? I said, yeah, and I'd tell her the point system and everything, and I'm sipping my drink through my little straw, and she goes, that's a girl cup. I said, no, it's not. Look at this. She was like, yeah, I'll, you know, all the moms that I go to the park with, they'll have one. I said, then I got to join y'all because I got me a Stanley now.
Hey, girl. I don't think it's just a girl's cup. I mean, when it was like the big hype of Stanley, I know I got one for art for Christmas. It was like a knockoff because I was going to pay $40 for it. But he used it a little bit. He ended up buying a Yeti. He has one of those big Yetis that has a screw on top. But his thing was it holds a lot of water.
Yes.
And when he's at work or on the field, like, that's why he would take it.
It's good. It's durable. I feel like I could drop it and nothing will happen.
It's not that durable. It leaks. I hate to be the one to tell you that.
Don't tell me that.
Don't tip it over.
Did you screw it on wrong?
No. The straw will leak.
How will this, like if I'm drinking it?
No, if you tip it over, like if it falls.
Well, duh, of course, there's a little hole in it. Of course, if you tip anything over, it's gonna leak.
Not all of them.
Look, I'm just happy I have my Stanley. But, I mean, if you want to chime in, tell me if it is a girl cup or not. Maybe I'll just keep it here at the office and not take it out in public. It's not like I got, like, a teal or hot pink color.
Can I tell you? I was just on Facebook a second ago, and there was a post that said, was somebody in my man's car, and it was a Stanley? And I wanted to comment and be like, no, it's probably just Anthony. You can't assume that it's a girl. It might be Ant.
It's a great travel mug.
The not-so-manly Stanley. That's what we're talking about. Anthony just got his brand new company, Stanley. You were so proud of it. Went to go show your wife, and she didn't have the reaction you were hoping for.
Kind of raised eyebrows, that questioning look, and she's like, yeah, that's a girl cup. So, okay, well, then... Oh, too bad. I'm not letting go of this thing. It's a nice feeling when you get a new cup, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel very honored and very valued with the company to have this cup in my presence now.
You know, my sister-in-law sells, like, custom straws for Stanley's. I'll ask her if she has some manly designs for you, and I'll get you some fun straws.
I want one of those ones that, like, twist and swirl and make, like, a zoop sound when I drink out of it. No, this is a manly cup.
The color is definitely a general gender-neutral color. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you didn't go too crazy with it. I think you actually have somebody who's going to defend you. John in Temecula, what do you think? Is a Stanley a man's cup?
No, actually, Stanley was named after the guy that invented the AC transformer, which universalized all electricity, you know, including radio. So the same guy that invented the most important thing in history invented the vacuum flask. So it's definitely a man thing.
But this isn't a flask. It is a 40-ounce tumbler.
No, it's a vacuum flask is what they're called. That's what keeps them the right temperature.
Hell yeah, brother. You betcha. Yep.
Anthony's not putting his coffee in it. He's putting his Crystal Light in it. some suggestions for you. Like the 951 says, I've seen guys with them. My dad actually likes the big Stanley because they hold a lot of water. But I've also seen guys with the Owala. I don't know how to say that one. I think that's, they said the same thing. I think that's how you spell it. But, Anthony, I think you can pull it off.
What does that mean? If there's any guy out there that can pull off holding the Stanley, it's you.
It's you.
Okay. I'm just going to take another sip over here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.